you feel is me. If you, I'm the one, you're gonna need to make a way for me to see. But as for me, you're the one in my heart. Time will come to the end, I'ma always be right by your side. But as for me, you're the one in my heart. Time will come to the end, I'ma always be right by your side. Know our time will come. I feel you in my heart. I see you in my dreams. I keep you in my prayers. Mm-hmm. I think it's time you admit that I'm the only one for you. Yeah. And I think it's time you let go of all your feelings. Just trust me, baby. Cause I know your part, and I know this isn't what you're meant to do. You have pure intentions, what is the issue? So just open up and let me see inside.
Maybe you should just put your pride
aside. But as for me, you're the one in my heart. Time will come to the end, I'ma always be right by your side. But as for me, you're the one in my heart. Time will come to the end. On me, let me show you good times, baby. Take a chance on us. Take a chance on us. But as for me, you're the one in my heart. Time will come to the end. I'ma always be right by your side. But as for me, you're the one in my heart. Time will come to the end. I'ma always be right by your side. Time will come. I feel you in my heart. I see you in my dreams. I keep you in my prayers.
Power FM in Lusaka, where stars are made and play.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Chief Wunda Wunda, Zamseed, reiterates calls for innovation among smallholder farmers. Petroleum Transporters Association of Zambia, PTAZ, calls for a review of fuel transportation rates. In international news, deadly arsenal explosions rock Bujumbura. In sports news, Chipolopolo draw lessons from Argentina defeat.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. The Petroleum Transporters Association of Zambia, PTAZ, has called on government to urgently review fuel transportation rates, stating that the current charges have remained unchanged since 2026, or rather since 2016, despite rising operational costs. Speaking within an interview, Association Secretary General Benson Tembo says local transporters are struggling to compete as expenses such as toll fees, fuel prices, and maintenance costs continue to increase. He noted that the situation has made foreign transporters appear cheaper, forcing oil marketing companies to rely on them instead of local players. Mr. Tembo explained that this trend undermines government's local content policy, which aims to promote the participation of Zambian-owned companies in key sectors such as fuel transportation. He adds that the association actively contributed to consultations under the Zambia Chamber of Commerce and supported the requirement for at least 50% local participation in imports and exports. He has since appealed to authorities to consider revising transport rates to sustain local operators.
We have been running on the same transport cost that was applied in 2016 when the Zambian transporters were introduced in the transportation of imported fuel. It is very, very unfair. At the end of the day, you will see that all these oil marketing companies are falling on foreign transporters, which they say are cheaper. But so far, our costs. Our costs continue to go up. We pass through all these toll-gates. Toll-gate fees are being increased every day. Today we have the price increase. We have continued to increase. Sometimes they go down, yes, we see a bit, okay. But when they increase like that, we should be considered definitely.
Zamseed Managing Director Chisanga Lia Yondela says Zambia needs a significant number of smallholder farmer participation if the country is to reduce the existing yield gaps. She has emphasized that reaching the 10-1-1 targets cannot be achieved by commercial farmers alone, but with an increased participation of the smallholder farmers, stating that they are a strategic national asset to food security. Speaking during a farmers' open day held at Zamseed Field Trial Site in Gwerere Tongwe District, Ms. Yondela urged the small-scale farmers to enhance their productivity and produce 4 to 5 metric tons of maize per hectare, up from 1.6 tons. She added that doing so will support the country in reaching the national target of 10 million metric tons of maize.
They will be left or they will sell in the fields of farmers like you. Because we know that approximately 80 to 90% of the food consumed in this continent is grown by you, the farmers. So our food security as a nation lies in your hands. And this is not a burden. We recognize that this is the power you have. And that's why we are honoring you today to bring you into this place. So your farms are not just a livelihood for you. Your farms are actually a national, a strategic national asset. So let me speak to you as strategic partners. To reach these targets that have been set for us, Zambia needs every farmer here and out there to close the yield gap. That's for maize, it's moving from the 1.6 or 2 tons that you are using to 4 or 5 tons a hectare on the existing land without expanding a single acre.
Speaking at the same event, Chief Wunda Wunda of the Soli people from Rufunsa District called for increased research and development, adding that Zambia requires climate-smart seeds to safeguard agricultural productivity for a sustainable future.
I wish to strongly emphasize the importance of continuous research and development. Zambia needs seed varieties that are smart. Varieties that can withstand drought, resist pests, and adapt to changing environmental conditions. Such innovations will not only safeguard our agricultural productivity, but will also ensure sustainability for future generations. I therefore urge Zamseed to continue, research and innovation. Your work is not just scientific, it is transformational. It directly impacts food security, rural development, and national economic growth. Ladies and gentlemen.
And Sebastian Scott, a small-scale farmer from Kafue District, emphasized that innovations coupled with improved fertilizers and seeds are the foundation of the agricultural green revolution.
The field days are good because it gives a chance for us farmers to have a physical look at all the breeding efforts from the breeders and the agronomists and the technical staff from these companies to see, you know, which one of these varieties, like today I've identified 3 or 4 maize varieties which I want to try this coming season. I've identified 2 sunflower varieties and 1 soybean variety which are looking promising to me as a farmer. So it's always good to not just hear about the different varieties but come and see them physically. I think that's the main benefit of these kind of things, is to come and see new seeds, all the effort that's been put in, what's the result in a season like this.
Within another development, opposition Citizens First National Deputy Spokesperson Danton Glovo has reiterated the call to protect tobacco farmers from what he described as bogus investors and exploitative players in the sector. Although the government has opened the tobacco market, Mr. Glovo has urged farmers to avoid selling their tobacco on credit to prevent the recurring issue of non-payment. Within an interview with PowerFM, Mr. Glovo highlighted that these non-payment trends often force farmers to incur unexpected legal fees as they seek court intervention to recover their money. Mr. Ndlovu assured farmers that Citizens First, under the leadership of Harry Kalaba, will prioritize the policies that ensure farmers receive meaningful benefit for their produce once the party forms government.
But we in the Citizens First would